Parco, via 25 aprile. Walk slowly and choose where to stay. This place spread out the cracks of time. This place doesn't forget. Do you remember? In the ground, thousands of energies with no time, sediment. Legends of ancient memory spread throughout the winds, watercourses, and the incessant rising of the sun. This is a place which asks your steps to slow down and to your breath to expand. This place demands you and contains you now. Close your eyes. Listen. The sole of your feet adhere completely to the ground. Listen. The weight of your body leaned on your feet. Your roots. Listen, your spinal column reconnecting yourself vertebra after vertebra with the sky, your pillar. Listen, your shoulders and arms falling, moving freely. Your wings. Let the air enter your lungs. Let the air leave your body. Your life is flowing between your breaths. Let the air move your body. Let yourself move. Let yourself go. For a while. Open your eyes. Something incredible is spreading in front of your eyes. What do you see? Follow the skyline of that creature with mysterious fascination made by rock. Inside the secret cavities, hidden for centuries, live women. Magic young girls extended towards the invisible and the mystery. Young girls devoted to the cult of the god. Girls who can see beyond and they reconnect with the elsewhere. It is said that there it is hidden a prophetess abode, an oracle, a magician, the Sibyl. In the first century before Christ, 10 Sibyls were recognized. Here, in this rock between sky and earth, lives the 11th, the Apennine Sibyl. Numerous travelers risked their certainties to follow the call of the Sibyl that insert into the crest of the mountain between the crown of stars in the depth of adventurous souls. Finding out the door, to violate the secret, finding out the door. Emperors, poets, flamingo geographers, artists, scientists, troops of knights undertook the trip on the top of the mountain to try to enter that hidden world which promised knowledge and wonder. It is told about Guerin Meschino, the Provençal gentleman Antoine de La Salle, famous intellectuals like Ariosto, everybody looking for that door. Many of them never came back. Finding the door to start this trip, you need to be ready to lose, and to lose everything. And now, you are here. How did you get here? Is it important? Which answer are you looking for? It is important. Close your eyes. Can you see yourself? You are on the top of the mountain, on the rocky back of that mysterious creature. In front of you, there is a path. Can you see it? Follow it. To find out the door. To find out the door. In front of you, there's a door. It gives access to a subterranean world. Enter. Without any fear, you are in the Sibyl's cave, the abode of your unconsciousness. What do you see? What do you feel? Here, you can find your answer. If you listen carefully, there are your symbols, your memory, you.